This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will, as we often do of a Friday afternoon, begin with 4.5 minutes of live radio in which we digest the business and economic news of the 5 days gone by. For that, we've got John Carney from The Wall Street Journal, also Lynette Lopez from Business Insider. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, so John, I want to detour quickly into the housing market before we get to some of the other stuff I want to talk about. Housing starts up today. Everybody goes, yay. My question, though, is why isn't the housing market stronger? Why isn't it giving us more of an economic boost?
I think the primary reason that we haven't seen any real rush into the housing market is because we had so much refinancing last year that we sort of smuggled forward a lot of housing energy with low interest rates last year. There's just not a lot of juice. No, everybody who wanted to refinance has, and there's wages still pretty low and unemployment still high. There's not a lot of new household formation going on, so we're not going to get it unless that picture changes.
And with rates, Lynette, as low as they are, the Fed's not going to be able to do anything, right? We're just going to have to gut this one out.
Yes, absolutely. And the people that could possibly refinance are thinking, hey, maybe the Fed is going to raise rates soon. So why don't I just forget about this for now?
All right. Fair enough. We will forget about that and move to other news of the week. Earlier this week, John, Credit Suisse pleads guilty, first time a company has pleaded guilty to criminal charges, of tax evasion. Question for you is, are we going to see now more of this? Has the dam burst and the Justice Department and authorities are going to lean on companies to actually get the guilty pleas?
Yes, is the short answer. What happened, remember, when they criminally charged Arthur Andersen and the firm collapsed.
Oh, yeah. This was back in Enron, right? I mean, this was a while ago. Yeah.
Right. And that scared everybody to death. The prosecutors were loath to actually charge criminally big corporations. Mm-hmm. What we've seen now with criminal charges against the hedge fund SAC Capital, now against Credit Suisse, is that it's, in fact, survivable. That it doesn't just mean you go out of business when you're criminally charged. You can even plead guilty, which is what Credit Suisse did. And they're still going on doing the banking that they've always done. So I think this prosecutors will now no longer fear that it's a death sentence for a corporation.
Right. And Lynette, that's kind of the point, right? That Credit Suisse has not imploded and the world goes on, even though this company is now guilty, right?
Right. And so we already know that the U.S. government is going to go after BNP Paribas.
Yep.
I mean, I think the New York Times had the most crushing article when they leaked quotes from Credit Suisse's lawyer saying, please don't do this. This is the exact opposite of what Wall Street banks would have had us believe for the last 10 years. So here, the floodgates are now open. Let's see what happens.
All right. Fair enough. Mergers and acquisitions news. AT&T DirecTV broke on Sunday, John. We reported it on Monday. Besides the whole good for consumers, bad for consumers thing, it just seems to me there's been a lot of corporate get-togethers lately. Are we seeing more mergers and acquisitions now?
Yeah, you know, we've had a big lull for years and years. Yeah. We had nowhere near the historical levels. I think that is starting to pick up again. There's probably a lot of sort of pent-up demand deals that haven't happened. So we're going to see a lot more of that. That'll be, you know, if you own shares in the companies, that'll help out your portfolio.
Well, yeah, but Lynette, for non-shareholders, when you see mergers and acquisitions pick up, is that a good thing?
Well, it depends on what that means for the companies involved. When you're talking about AT&T and DirecTV, they're going to have to make a lot of promises to consumers to ensure and assuage the fears of politicians that everything's going to be okay. And I'm talking about no bundling, helping people in rural areas get more faster internet connections. The companies are going to have to sweeten the pot so that the government believes that this isn't going to be monopolizing or hurting consumers in any way, shape, or form.
All right. Lynette, last word to you on the markets. Do you care that everything's going just a million miles an hour on Wall Street? Do you care about that?
Everyone knew that this year was going to be absolutely insane.
Really? You know, I didn't know. I missed the memo.
Come on, you know?
I missed the memo.
I mean, you missed the memo? I mean, after last year's S&P 500 goes up 30%, this year we've seen chop, chop, choppiness, and it was expected. as David Tepper said last week at
a big conference.
Wall Street conference, it's nervous time. He said, I wouldn't go short, but don't be too freaking long. It's time to keep some cash. So everybody just hold on to your hats until everything stabilizes.
And that's the guy who made $3.5 billion last year. Lynette Lopez from Business Insider and John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, you guys.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.